Internet. Your net control tonight is the Bembo Yankee 4 Golf, NY4G. My name is Ariel, and my vocation is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276, and the repeater at an elevation of 3,500 feet is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call NY4G. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call NY4G. Before I begin the roll call, I will acknowledge the folks that have used the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society pre-net check-in utility, and the following have checked in through that. Whiskey 4 Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, that's Fred, Traveler's Rest. November 4, India Echo, India Isla, Traveler's Rest. Kilo 4, X-ray Mike Romeo, that's Mel in Prosperity. Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot India, that's Don in Piedmont. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec, that's Linda in Piedmont. And Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, that's Gus in, he's actually in Belgium today, and he's checking in using the India, that's Andy in Table Rock. November 4, Juliet Romeo Bravo, that's James in Greer. Kilo India 4, Lima Juliet Golf, that's Robert in River Falls. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel, that's Pat in Malden. Kilo Charlie 4, Whiskey, that's Bill in Anderson. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, that's John in Brown Summit. November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, that's Tony in Asheville. And finally, Kilo Juliet Sierra Kilo, that's Kim in Asheville. I will pause for any check-ins via Echolink stations. Wishing to check in into Blue Ridge to the Internet, please call NY4G. Net, we'll begin the roll call. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in, and as you check in, please give your call sign, your name, location, and signal if you want to be part of the RAG crew after check-ins. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. India through Lima, please call NY4G.
G. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
Acknowledging James, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. He's calling from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thank you, James, for stopping by to check in. Anyone else? India through Lima, please call NY4G. Mike through Papa Group, Mike through Papa, please call NY4G.
G. Grail, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar. November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
And 104G acknowledging the next three stations, that's Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, that's Lorena. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Rich. And Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, that's Michelle. They're checking in from Piedmont, South Carolina. Thanks for stopping by tonight. Anybody else? Mike through Papa, please call NY4G. The Quebec through Tango group, Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Please check in 0TR, North November Zero Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative negative, sir.
Here you call the net Sierra Mike Hotel in 4SMH. I'll be in Greer, negative negative tonight. Good to hear you.
Key. Please check in. Kilo Quebec Foster. KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton. No traffic and no rack chew.
Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. Richard Grable, no traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here tonight, bud.
Thank you for Golf Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Acknowledging Tom, November 0 Tango Romeo. He's calling from Greer. Thanks for checking in, Tom. Good to hear your voice. And November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel. Didn't get a name on that. If you could call in with a name. I know you're in Greer, but I haven't memorized everybody's name by call sign yet. And Kibo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. That's Nick in Pendleton. And Kibo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. That's Richard in Greenville.
In 4SMH, that's Josh in Greer. Juliet Oscar Sierra Hotel, Josh in Greer.
Let's see, we're still in the Mike Quebec through Tango group. Anybody else on the Quebec through Tango wishing to check into Blue Ridge 2 in net, please call NY4G.
NY4G, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, Jamie out of Travelers, Tigerville.
Four Golf acknowledging Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Bravo Whiskey. That's Jamie in Tigerville. Thanks for checking in, Jamie. Anybody else? Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G. And on to the Uniform through Zulu group. Uniform through Zulu, please call NY4G.
NY4G, this is KDYQA. Duncan and Easley, negative and negative.
D. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
E. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
Thank you for Golf. Acknowledging the next few stations. First was Kilo Delta 4. Yankee Quebec Alpha, that's Duncan, and November 4, ZLK, Zulu Lima Kilo, that's Shane in Greenville, and Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec, that's Greg in Greer. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else? Uniform through Zulu, please call NY4G. Let's move on to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
G. Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu, it's KZ4DZ, the name is...
NY4G. Good evening, Ariel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 CU, everybody on the net.
NY4G, acknowledging Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu, that's Joe. And I got you down for comments later, and I'll be calling you. And next one was Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. He's our net control coordinator. That's Dave in Greer. And Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. That's Dave in Easley. Thanks for checking in, folks. But still, we're still top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G. The Echo through Hotel group. Echo through Hotel, please call NY4G.
On all the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Ariel. Thanks for calling that, sir.
4G. Evening, Ariel. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and I will be negative tonight. Thanks.
Control, November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. That's David Easley. Just making sure I acknowledge that station. I wasn't sure. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, that's Patrick in Penrose. And Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in, Harry. Always good to hear your voice from up there in North Carolina. Let's see, let's move on to the all through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Anybody wishing to check in, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, please call NY4G.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Ariel, thank you for calling the net. Hope you and your family are well. Good evening to you and your family, and good evening to all the folks on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Please check in, Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt West, Greenville County, B negative and negative, 73, you're on the net.
Control NY4G acknowledging Whiskey 4. In the Oscar Echo, that's it in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, that's Matt in Western Greenville County. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, all the way through the alphabet, please call NY4G.
Oh. Hilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa, Tom, Tocoa, Georgia, in and out.
4G. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Raymond Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Call in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little guy, Joey. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Ariel, and all on the net.
Kilo NY4G acknowledging Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Whiskey Papa, that's Tom in Tocoa. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, that's Chris in Liberty. And Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, that's Gary. And checking in with him is K3JOY, Kilo 3. Juliet Oscar Yankee, that's Joy. Thanks for checking in, folks. We're still in the Alpha through Zulu. Listening, looking for check-ins. Anyone anywhere, please call NY4G.
Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa. Steve in Simpsonville, negative, negative.
5, 4G. Ariel, thank you for being there for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, that's Steve in Simpsonville, and Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, that's Larry, and Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, that's Donna. They're both checking in from Greer. Thanks for checking in and stopping by tonight. Anybody else, all the way through the alphabet, please call NY4G. Regina, securing a formal portion of the net with our thanks for the check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion, and I have one on the RAG2 list, and that's Kilo Zulu 4, Delta Zulu. Joe in... Joe, are you still out there?
Thanks for getting back to me. I just wanted to talk a little bit about... Summits on the Air activation that I did this past weekend. I went up to believe it's Craggy Dome, maybe Craggy Knob. Of course, I'm drawing a blank now that I'm here on the spot. And right off the parkway. And it was a pretty good time. You know, obviously the solar conditions weren't great for HF. I got up there and made one ground wave contact on 10 meters with a fellow down in Asheville, and a 40 meter contact down in the Tampa area, which really surprised me. But other than that, you know, it was all 2 meter FM with the HT, and racked up a good number of contacts because I guess everybody else had the same idea. You know, still get out there even if you can't use HF. You still got 2 meter that works just fine most of the time. And you know, I wanted to express my appreciation to anybody who was out there listening on 5-2. There were a lot of activators out there because there was a special event going on. I didn't take part in the special event. I just I did make use of the people chasing out there. So again, you know, just wanted to express my appreciation for all the folks that monitor 5-2 on the weekends. You know, especially the folks that are getting out there portable and going to the tops of the mountains around here. Really appreciate it. It makes it a lot more fun.
Zulu. Thanks for that, Joe. This is November Yankee for Golf. Craggy Dome, yes, that's off the parkway. And last time I was there was a few years ago now. That's one where you have to know your way around up the mountain because the trail is kind of hidden, especially now that the leaves are out. Did you have any trouble finding the trail that goes up to the top? And by the way, you can see your car by the time when you get to the top. It's quite a view.
So I didn't have too much trouble finding the trail. The leaves were wet. It was pretty dewy, which made it easy to find the trail. However, that also made the trek up a little treacherous because it's pretty rocky and muddy on the little creek bed that runs to the top. I didn't have my trekking poles with me, and it. It made for kind of a sketchy descent coming down, but it was worth the climb to the top. Yeah, the view was great. You know, the brush up there is getting a little tall, but, you know, I'm just under 6 foot. I could just see over top of all of it for, you know, pretty much a 360-degree panorama, you know, and I was able to enjoy it even more so because I was on 2 meters. You know, if I would have been on HF the whole time, I probably would have been sitting down, either working the key or on sideband. But you know, the fact that I was able to use the HT, I was able to really look around and enjoy the scenery while I was up there.
And there's really no trees up there to hang an antenna from. When I was up there last time, I had. Lashed my mast to one of the shrubs, and it's a good thing you had your HT because that can be a lifesaver having an HT up there, because there are these days there are a lot of chasers on 2 meters. Almost on a daily basis you have HF radio blackouts because you get a radiation storm on the sunlit side of the earth from the solar flares, and so I guess you got to be ready for that kind of action on because of the sunspot activity. We're going to have an interesting weekend. The auroras were out. I was able to go out with my drone and take some nice photos, even from TR. We were able to see glimmers of red and green on Friday night. Friday night was the better of the two nights that I think we had a geomagnetic storm, the G5, which is the strongest geomagnetic storm classification, and that really made for some really good aurora viewing from down south. Back to you, NY4G.
4 Delta Zulu. Yeah, I'd have to concur, even from my house over in Reedville, which is, you know, about 45 minutes southeast of TR. You know, I was on the back patio and got some really neat photos. I didn't think I'd ever see something like that in my lifetime down here. And so, you know, it was a beautiful night, and as I was sitting up there looking at it, I was thinking, you know, is it even worth my time to drive up to the other side of Asheville and work that summit. And ultimately, I'm really glad I did, even if I wouldn't have made a single contact out there. The weather was just so great on Saturday. It was definitely worth the time.
Yeah, now you've gotten my interest up in getting out there again. I've just been so busy lately that, but I think I'm going to see, now that the weather is, it's cooler up in the mountains, so any time you get up over any kind of elevation, you can get away from the summer heat, and that's a good escape from the heat is to go up into the mountains. Back to you, Joe.
Absolutely, and I'll make just one more comment here, unless conversation guides us elsewhere. When I was up there, you know, it's a pretty dense summit for all the vegetation. It's very thick and very short. So like you said, there's not a lot of space to hang a wire up there. So I was using the mast as a vertical when I was trying on HF, and you know, I intentionally ran my coax through the brush off the trail, because even though I was the only car down at the bottom of the hill, you know, I just, in the event someone comes up, I don't want to create a trip hazard or anything. And sure enough, you know, about 45 minutes later, there were these two ladies that, they're peak baggers, you know, so they get up to the top of the summits, they take pictures of the geological survey marker, add it to their journal, and head to the next one. Well, they couldn't find that marker up at the top, so they were going all over the place, and as I was working 2 meters, I wasn't really paying attention to where she was wandering. I just figured, oh, you know, my setup's safe. It's, you know, all the important stuff is off the trail. And, of course, you know exactly what happened. You know, she walked right between the vertical and my transceiver and stepped on the coax with one foot and then tried to walk through it with her other. And it ripped the coax right out of the connector. And so, you know, it's for anybody that does do the portable stuff, you know, whether it be parks on the air, summits on the air, you know, it pays to have a backup plan of some kind, whether it's a spare little piece of coax or a handheld, you know, just something so your day's not ruined. And, you know, the lady felt terrible, but I told her, hey, it's, you know, it's not your fault. I know what I'm getting into here on these crowded summits. I get it. And on top of that, I know how to solder, so it's not like it's a lot of money out of pocket to get it fixed. You know, it's just a new connector. So, yeah, that was just another reminder. It was, you know, unfortunate, but it didn't ruin the day because we had contingencies. Back to you.
Is that one of those things you really need to have something, a spare feed line? Even if it's an RG-174, it doesn't take up any weight, and just to have it as a security blanket. Sometimes I even carry a spare antenna just to be sure. Anyway, let's see, back to the auroras. It'll be an interesting month. Let's see, I think that aurora sunspot is now starting to go out into the other, and go behind the sun. It's right now on the limb of the sun. So, field day is going to be next month, the 23rd and 24th of June. And if that sunspot makes it all the way around, it just fired off the strongest flare. It was an X8.7, which is the strongest one in the cycle 25. And so it's that sunspot is still wreaking havoc out there. Anyway, it'll be a interesting field day if that sunspot is still active by the time it comes around again. Back to you, Joe. Kilo Delta 4, Kilo Zulu 4, Delta Zulu, NY4G.
KZ4DZ. Yeah, it certainly will be. You know, if that happens, I imagine there's going to be a whole lot more VHF contacts this year, even if it's the low VHF bands. You know, that's normally one of the days you can guarantee to get some good 6 meter contacts and 10 on local. But I'm pretty certain that it's it's going to be a little more active this year for exactly that reason. You know, it's just, it's funny. This is my, when I got into amateur radio, it was in the solar minimum. And so I had, it was a tough go starting off, especially on a low budget. And, I was happy to get any contact possible. And now, pretty much any given day, I kind of have a better idea what I'm doing, and I can make contacts almost any day of the week, you know. But days like the weekend reminded me of, you know, when I was a fresh general license and had my FT817 and, trying to make a contact anywhere and just struggling. Back to you.
On that, some of our club members made Aurora contacts. They pointed their antennas to the north, and they were getting some really good ranges on 6 meters and even 2 meters. They were getting some good propagation on the VHF bands. And, of course, it's kind of a weird sound when it bounces through the auroras because it's sort of it's unstable, and even CW, you get strange characters coming back when you listen to it. But sideband CW are in very interesting modes, and I think on FT8 sometimes you don't get any contacts because the fluctuations in the auroras make the contacts very hard to make, I guess. Back to you, joking. The KZ4DZ, NY4G.
That's 4 Delta Zulu. I think you're onto something there. I think that the algorithms have trouble when it's not a clean signal. They do great when it's weak, but when you start messing with the modulation of the signal, I think it throws it off. That's something that the human ear can compensate for. I don't really have too much experience with the digital modes. I've used it just a little bit when testing certain antennas, but really don't have very much experience with it at all. I've predominantly just stuck to the traditional modes, and I enjoy the science aspect of ham radio, but for whatever reason, I have a hard time plugging into the computer side of things. In spite of my young age, I've never really been into computers all that much. But I can spend all day doing ham radio stuff.
And that one too. My computers and me don't get along, and digital modes especially, and I don't get along. And getting this. It's always a struggle for me to deal with the software, and for some people it's easy, for me it's hard. So I guess that's just the way it is. Hi, 4G.
Thanks, Ariel. I really appreciate the conversation tonight. It's about time for me to call it and hit the hay. I've got an early start in the morning. But again, really appreciate you calling the net and taking a few minutes to chat with me. I hope that somebody else was able to get as much out of it as I was, and I'll keep an eye out for you when I'm on the summits or chasing. KZ4DZ. I'll be clear on your final.
KZ4DZ, thanks for the chat, and good luck out there, and hope to be able to chase you one of these days. So I'm going to pause now for check-ins again. Any stragglers wanting to check in with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net? Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
If you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo. The name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. Running a little late, as usual, Ariel, but if you check me in with no traffic, no comments tonight. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Control NY4G, acknowledging AK4HR, Alpha Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo. That's Mike in Simpsonville. Anybody else, before I close net, any stragglers out there, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G. This is NY4G. KI4DOS will be running the net tomorrow night. Please give them your patronage tomorrow and check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net.
This is NY4G now securing Blue Ridge 2 meter net with our thanks for check-ins, and also thank you, KZ4DZ, on the chat tonight. Appreciate that very much, and we'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73's, good night, standby for minute 4.